Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf. Hey, we left off on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We're at the two dots at the bottom of the page on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, about five lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and also Le'ili Nishmas, Mary Yosef Ben Avram, Alav HaShalom, by his children and grandchildren. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to discuss, we've mentioned that a Mavoi has certain height requirements, that it can't be the Kura over a Mavoi, can't be within 10 Tefachim of the ground, nor could it be more than 20 Amos off the ground. So we've spoken about adjusting the Kura, moving the beam down. Today we're going to talk about adjusting the floor. If it's the wrong height, and what sorts of adjustments can you make to the floor to bring it to within the right height? So first we're going to talk about raising the floor to bring it to within 20 amos. So how much width along the floor of the mavoi needs to be raised? Do you need to raise the entire mavoi, just what's underneath the kara? So we're going to have a machlokas about that. Then we're going to have four explanations of the machlokas with regard to how much of the mavoi floor needs to be raised. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas, how much of the mavoi floor needs to be dug down deeper when the kara is within 10 tefachim of the ground. And we're going to have two sources for Shitas Abaye. Abaye is going to have two mina aminalas on his particular shita that you got to dig within, when you dig into the ground, you have to dig across the meshach of arba tefachim, of at least four tefachim. And then Amud Beis is going to discuss entirely when you have a four amma long lechi on the open side of the mavoi. That if you have a mavoi that's eight amos, and then you have a lechi that's four amos long on that side, so we're going to discuss the particular halachos of that. So if I could just ask the Zoomers to mute themselves, please. So let's begin again. We're at the two dots on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We are holding So if the mavoi itself was more than 20 amos high, meaning the kara was more than 20 amos off the ground, uvalamato, and you want to now be mimayit to bring it within 20 amos of the ground, so kama mimayit, how much do you have to build up the floor in order to bring the kara to within 20 amos of the ground? So the Gemara initially understands that the question is, how high do you have to build the floor? So it says, kama mimayit, kama ditzarechle. Well, it depends how much taller than 20 amos is the mavoi is from the ground. If it's 22 amos, I would say you'd have to raise the floor 2 amos. If it's 23 amos, you'd raise it 3 amos. What kind of question is that? So, Ella Rachva Bekama. No, we're not asking how high. That's obvious. You need to bring it high enough that it's within 20 amos of the Korah. We're asking how long, how much of the floor needs to be raised? How much of the mavoi floor needs to be raised in order for that Korah to count for this mavoi? And that's where Rav Yosef Amar Tefa. Rav Yosef says, well, the Kura itself is only a Tefach, so the floor directly underneath the Kura needs to be raised. But that's it. Only what's directly underneath the Kura needs to be raised. That brings the Kura within 20 amos of what's directly underneath it. But the rest of the Mavoi could be more than 20 amos below the height of the Kura. And Abaye Yomar Arba'a. Abaye says four Tefachim. That you need to raise enough of the floor of the Mavoi, not just what's directly underneath the Kura, but four tefachim. So the Gemara is going to have four explanations of this machlokas. What exactly are they arguing about? So explanation number one, lema bahakam iflugi. Maybe the machlokas is as follows. Demandi amar tefach Rav Yosef, who holds that you only need to raise one tefach of the floor, kasavar mutu lishtamish tachas akora. He holds that when you have a kora over a mavoi, you're actually allowed to use the area directly underneath the kora. Meaning we're assuming right now that the way the Kora works is that it serves as a dofen revius, it serves as a fourth wall on the mavoi, because we assume pitikra yorid v'sosim, that the edge of the beam is viewed as if it makes a wall that goes straight down. But which edge of the beam? The inner edge of the beam or the outer edge of the beam? So Rav Yosef is assuming that it's the outer edge of the beam, and therefore, since the outer edge of the beam forms a mechitza, anything directly under the beam is within that mechitza, and therefore you're allowed to carry underneath that beam. So the reason that when it's gavol the mal measer mamba it's possible is because you're not going to be able to see it because it's so high. But if you're directly under the beam, you will be able to see it because you're within 20 amos. Uman diamar arba'a, and Abaye says that no, you need to build up enough floor of the mavoi that extends four tefachim into the mavoi. He must hold that the area directly underneath the kora is not mutter to use, that the heter of the kora is because we view it as if the inner edge of the beam forms a wall for the mavoi, so the karka that's underneath the kora is not within the mechitzos. So when you want to raise up the mavoi, it's not going to help if you only raise it up by one tefach, because for the people that are using the mavoi, it has not been raised at all. There is no heker at all. So you have to make sure that it goes several tefachim into the mavoi itself. So once we, but where we get four tefachim from, just make it another tefach inside the mavoi. Because we never have a shear that's somewhere that's in between one and four tefachim. Once we're not doing one tefach, we make it four tefachim because that's always a shear chashav. That's always a makom that's nicker. So four is the most logical shear to go to. So we have to go. So there's no like inherent logic to four tefachim. It's just that four tefachim is generally considered a makom chashav. We know it's going to have to be more than one tefach, so we just jump straight to four tefachim. That is the first explanation of the machlokas between Rav Yosef and Abaye. So says Gemara, lo, maybe I could tell you not that way, that that's not what they're really arguing about. They're not arguing about whether it's the inner edge of the beam or the outer edge of the beam that forms a mechitza, but a second explanation. Maybe everyone holds that you're allowed to use the area underneath the korah because it's the outer edge of the beam that in fact forms the mechitza. But you know what they're arguing about over here? Something else. So Mar Savar of Yosef, who holds that you only need one tafach of heightened floor, holds that the reason for the heter is korah mishum heker, that korah of a mavoi serves as a heker. The reason the Chum don't allow you to carry in a mavoi is that you might come to make a mistake and allow yourself to carry in a real rishus harabin. So the Chum say when there's a korah at the entrance where the mavoi, so there's a heker that the mavoi is not a rishus harabin, and therefore you're not going to become confused and carry in a rishus harabin. But for a heker, all you need is a tefach of width. When you use with the area underneath the korah, that will serve as a heker that it's not a rishus harabin. But Umar Savar Bar Abaye, who holds that you need four tefachim of elevated ground, he holds korah misha mechitza, that the korah works as a mechitza, like we've been saying until now, that you view the inner edge of the korah to be yorid v'sosim, to close off the mavoi, and it turns out that the mavoi will then have four mechitzos, and the Chum say that a korah that's in that's more than 20 amos off the ground, we simply don't apply pitikri or v'sosim. We're not going to view it as if it's a mechitza that's surrounding that area. So Abaye says you need to be mimayt at a width of 4 amos in order that the korah can function as a mechitza for a makom. It has to serve as a mechitza for a makom, and the definition of a makom is for tefachim. Any mechitza it's not being machshir or makom or four tefachim is not a mechitza at all. So that is explanation number two of the machlokas, that they're simply arguing about the technical way that a korah functions. Does it serve simply as a heker, or is it a mechitza as well? So Aviva, you say more, a third explanation of the machlokas is the kuli alma korah mishum heker. Everyone else at the korah serves as a heker. V'hacha beheker shel mato beheker shel maila kamiflagi. Over here they're arguing whether the shear of the heker that you need high above is the same as the shear of the heker that you need down below. Demar, because certainly the korah itself only needs to be a tefach. That there's no machlokas about. But demar sever of Yosef olds amrin heker shel mato keheker shel maila. You look at the heker shel mato, it's good enough to be the same as the heker shel maila, so therefore you only need a tefach. Umar And Abayi says, no, a Heker Shalmaila could be just one Tefach, but a Heker Shalmata needs four Tefachim. Why would that be the case? Why would there be a discrepancy between the Heker that's needed high up and the Heker that's needed on the floor? So the Gaon Yaakov, one of the Achronim, suggests that maybe the explanation is that there's a certain perspective when you're looking at something from high up. People could see from wherever, when it's like a banner that people could see from far away. So since it's more visible by nature, just by the fact that it's raised high off the ground, so it serves as a more effective heker, even if it's smaller. Whereas something on the ground, people don't typically see unless they're looking for it. So it needs to be something that is that really jumps out a little bit more. And therefore, the heker shalmata needs to be four tefachim. And then a fourth and final explanation of the machlokas. V'ibayisema dekulei alma amrinon heker shalmata keker shalmaila. Everyone holds that the heker shalmata is good enough to be just like the heker shalmala, and therefore on the ground you only should have had to elevate one tefach off the ground. Over here they're arguing whether the chachamim made a gzeira that they're worried that, you know, on the ground people will kick and people will move things, and therefore it's going to come down. The heker that started as a one tefach heker may ultimately go to less than one tefach, and may be narrowed to less than one tefach. So, and you may not realize that that has happened, and you may not come to, and you may not fix it in time. So Rav Yosef thinks we didn't make any such gezeros, and Abaye holds that we made such a gezera, and therefore you need to make it more than a tefach. So you make it, and once it's more than a tefach, like we said before, four tefachim. That's the automatic. If it's not one tefach, we'll make it four tefachim. It's interesting to say that that's the machlokas. L'chora, you don't need to say heker shalmata keker shalmaila, meaning even if heker shalmata is not keker shalmaila, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz points out that even according to this teretz, according to Abaye, you're going to need to be mima'it with the four tefachim. So why does it matter that Abaye holds that heker shalmata is keker shalmaila? Meaning l'may nafkamina. Let's say they never. Why is that discussion even important? You're always going to need four tefachim according to Abaye, not because of heker shalmata not being like heker shalmaila, or yes being like heker shalmaila. It doesn't make a difference because you can need four tefachim simply based on the gzeira anyway. So Rabbeinu Peretz explains, oh, chilchap nafkamina. The fact that Abaye, yeah, he goes there, that you might come to be memayit the heker, but still it matters that he holds in principle that heker shalmata heker shalmaila, because it could be, says Rabbeinu Peretz, that when is Abaye goes there, by the kind of elevation that lends itself to be minimized at some point, that could somehow, you know, you just build a mound, you just piled on some dirt over there. So if it was only one tefach of dirt, we're worried that it's going to turn into less than a tefach. Yeah, but what if it wasn't dirt? What if you took a big slab of marble and you made that the elevation of the floor? You're not going to accidentally knock off pieces of the marble. You need like special cutting instruments in order to cut marble. So that's never going to happen. So in such a case, Abaye would not have made such a gzeira, says the Rabbeinu Peretz, and therefore you go back to the basic discussion of, okay, fundamentally, does heker shalmata need to be more than a tefach, or can it be? And that's where Abaye is going to say, even Abaye will say, according to this fourth understanding of the machlokas, that it only needs to be a tefach. There's no concern anymore. Heker shalmata could be just like heker shalmaila. If heker shalmaila, the cover itself could be one tefach, then the slab of marble on the floor that elevates the floor could also be just one tefach. It's only when you're using something like dirt that you're going to need four tefachim. So that is discussion number one, where you have the beam that's more than 20 amos off the ground, so you need to elevate the floor. Machlokas, how much of the floor needs to be elevated, one tefach or four tefachim, and four explanations of that machlokas. Now we go to the reverse case. What if the korah is too low? It's too close to the ground. So pachos me'asar tefachim, if the korah is within 10 tefachim of the ground, the chakach bolashlim olasara, so now you need to do some digging in the ground in order to be mashlim, to raise it to to raise the height of the korah to 10 tefachim by digging further into the ground, by lowering the ground. So kama chokek, how much digging do you have to do? And again, for some reason, the Gemara assumes that the question is, how deep do you have to dig? So kama chokek, kama desarchle. Well, it depends how much less than 10 tefachim the korah is off the ground. If it's 8 tefachim off the ground, dig 2 tefachim. If it's 7, dig 3. Right? So what kind of question is that? Ella moshcha b'kama, mashcha b'kama. No, what we're really asking is that how much space within the mavoi needs to be dug? How much width of the mavoi needs to be dug? We know the height is always going to be whatever height brings it to 10 tefachim, but how much of the mavoi needs to be dug up? So Rav Yosef Amar, you would have expected it's going to be the same machlokas, that it's the same bali plukta, it's Rav Yosef and Abaye, but it's not the same machlokas. Rav Yosef Amar ba'arba'a. Rav Yosef, who previously said one tefach when it came to the height, he now says four tefachim. And Abaye Amar ba'arba'amos. Abaye, who thought that you needed four tefachim when it came to the height, when it was too high, is going to say four amos, that you need the mavoi to be 10 tefachim of height at a length of four amos. So the assumption is, what are they arguing about? The assumption is that everybody agrees that you need enough of a mavui to be 10 tefachim high that would have a sheer mavui. Whatever you hold the sheer of a mavui is, so that's how much needs to be dug into the ground. What is a sheer mavui? That's their machlokas. Is a sheer mavui 4 tefachim, or is a sheer mavui dalet amos? That's what they seem to be assuming there. Yosef holds that a mavui that's 4 tefachim long could be nitar bekora, you can be matirit with a kora, and Abaye says otherwise. Abaye holds that no, mavoi is not nitar bekora unless it's 4 amos long. Now the Rishonim raised the question, how could it be that according to Rav Yosef, the shear of the length of a mavoi is 4 tefachim, and when we know that we're going to see in the Hemshech of the Sugya that lahalach, we assume that a mavoi is only nitar belechi or a kora if it's orcho yeser al rachbo, if it's longer than it is wide. But if it's orcho kirachbo, if it's a square, if it's exactly the same length and width, or it's wider than it is long, then it has a din of a chatzer, and a chatzer is not nitar with a lechi or a kora. The din of a lechi or a kora being matir an area is only a din by a mavui, and there are certain dimensions that a mavui needs in order to be considered a mavui. So it has to be orcho yeser al rachbo, it has to be longer from end to end, from the open end to the back end, than it is wide from one side to the other. But if the pesach of the mavui lechora is for sure four tefachim, because less than four tefachim is not a pesach at all. So how can you say that lechora it should turn out that if the length is also only four tefachim, then a lechi or a kora shouldn't work. So how can Rav Yosef say that you only need four tefachim deep into the mavoi to be considered a mavoi, that if you have four tefachim, then it's archo karachbo, then it's the same as the width, and when it's archo karachbo, then it's not a mavoi at all. So Tulsa says, no, what Rav Yosef means to say is four tefachim plus. He doesn't mean four tefachim, he means four plus a mashahu. And therefore, the orech is more than the rochav. Because the minimum rochav, the minimum width of the mavoi, of course, has to be four tefachim, otherwise you don't have a doorway, you don't have an entranceway into the mavoi. So it has to be that it's orcho with the four tefachim plus a mashahu. The Ritva says the same idea, he just puts it in more halachic technical terminology. That when Rav Yosef says four tefachim, he means four tefachim sochkos, he means the smiling tefachim, where the fingers are held slightly apart from each other, whereas the minimum shear of a Pesach being four tefachim is four tefachim atzevos, is when you have the tightly clenched tefachim. So either way, even within Shitas Rav Yosef, that four tefachim is the shear of a mavoi, that's assuming four tefachim plus a little bit, because you need the orech to be more than the rochav when it comes to the shear of a mavoi. So now the Gemara is going to say, maybe this machlokas about whether it's four tefachim or four amos that needs to be dug into the floor relates to another machlokas. Maybe the Rav Yosef and Abaye are arguing, when they talk about the shear of a mavoi, they're arguing in the same machlokas that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yassi argued about. The itma nar mavoi shenifratz mitzido. If you have a mavoi that one of the walls, one of the side walls is breached somehow, there's a break in one of the side walls, so klape rosho, but the breach is close to the entranceway of the mavoi, so the halacha is itmar mishmed Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi. They said in the name of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, im yesham pas arba'a. If there is still remaining wall along the side that's breached, between the entranceway and the breach, you have four tfachim of wall, matir bepirza ad eser. Then you can have a breach that goes up until 10 amos, and it's still going to be fine. If the pirza is up until 10 amos, the mavoi can still become mutar al yidei lechi or akora by its natural entranceway. Because since you have the full length of a mavoi from the makam of the kora until the pirza begins, so the Pesach mavoi is still called the Pesach, and the Korah will be Matirit. And the Pirtza, since it's less than 10 amos, is also considered like a Pesach and does not passel the Mavui. But Vimlav, but if you don't even have four Tfachim of wall between the natural entrance of the Mavui and the Pirtza that starts along one of the side walls, you don't even have four Tfachim of wall in between them, so then Pachos Mishlosha Matir, then only if the Pirtza is less than three Tfachim will Alechi or Korah work. Why less than three Tfachim? Because pachas mishlosha kilavud, we view anything that's less than three tefachim as if it's closed off anyway. That's halacha l'moshe misina. That's how we ended yesterday's daf. That good lavud and dofen akuma is the halacha l'moshe misina of mechitzos. So it has a din of lavud shlosha. But if it's three tefachim or more, the pirtz is more than three tefachim, then eno matu. Then the mavu is not going to be able to be solved by putting a kora at the natural entranceway of the mavu, because the bnei mavu could just walk out through the pirtza. So we have to be choshesh. That's how they're going to leave the mavi. They'll just sneak out through the pirtza, and the first Pesach is not going to be considered more than the Pesach of the mavi. So it's not going to help to have a korah that's kavua in the Pesach to be matu the mavi. So there is no korah in the mavi because there's this other Pesach. So they made this gezeira to asur the pirtza, that the pirtza is going to asur the mavi. So now says the Gemara, L'Rav Yosef Islay D'Rabi Ami, L'Abaye Lassay D'Rabi Ami. Don't you see that Rav Yosef holds that the shear of a mavoi is four tefachim is saying just like Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi? The Gemara for some reason only identifies Rabbi Ami at this time, but both Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, that if you that what we're looking for is a pas arba'a, is four tefachim of wall along the side of the mavoi before you hit the pirtza. And according to Abaye, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Abaye says that the space of a mavoi is four amos and not four tefachim, would reject Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. He would say that you need a pas of arba amos in between the entranceway of the mavoi and where the pirtza begins. So says Gemara, now Amalach Abaye, you could say that Abaye might be able to be docha and say that he holds like Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. Hasam sof mavoi, hacha tchilas mavoi. Sof and tchila don't always mean beginning and end, and certainly not in location. Over here, what it means is a mavoi that was once kosher and then became puzzle, so that's where Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi would say that four tefachim of wall is good enough, because it was a mavoi that was once kosher. But over here, by a mavoi that's less than 10 tefachim tall, so it's a tchilas mavoi, it was a mavoi that was never kosher. Now you're trying to be chokek to make a shear of a mavoi. See, ikar ba'amos in, ilolo. It could be that in order to create a hechsher mavoi, we're going to be more machmir and we're going to require dalet am. But if you have a mavi that was already kosher, you're not going to require dalet amos. Good, so this is Machlokas Abaye and Rav Yosef when it comes to digging into the ground on a mavi of a mavi in order to create a height of 10 tefachim. So we have this discussion, how much needs to be dug? Is it four tefachim or four amos? So now Abaye justifies his shita twice. Amar Abaye mina aminala. Abaye says, where do I know? How do I know that the shear of a mavoi is more than four tefachim? That it's got to be that the shear of a mavoi has got to be four amos. That it's four tefachim does not suffice. So he's not going to bring a raya that it's got to be four amos. He's just going to bring a raya that four tefachim is for sure not good enough. Titania, because we have a brisa. Ein mavoi nitzar b'lach v'kara atchu batim chateres psuchim l'tocho. The definition of mavoi is an area that has houses and chateros open open up into it. Meaning you have chatzeros, that multiple chatzeros, at least two chatzeros that open up into the mavoi, and each of those chatzeros has two houses located in the chatzer. But if it's less than two chatzeros with two houses each that open up into the mavoi, then it doesn't have a halachic status of a mavoi. That means that along the sides of the mavoi, you need entranceways into chatzeros on either side. Now, if the full length of the mavoi is only four tvachim, how exactly are we going to have entranceways into chatzeros? V'iba arba'a hechi mishkachasla. If it's only four tvachim, how could you have two chatzeros open up into the mavoi? Any pesach that's less than four tvachim is not considered a pesach to begin with. So a mavoi whose entire length is only four tvachim, you can't have two four tvachim entranceways. Why not? Just let the entire side be an entranceway into the chatzeros. So you'll have this common area between the two chatzeros, and there are two sides that open up directly into the chatzeros. And end to end, there's a wall at one end, and there's a wall. The chatzeros could go way deeper than the mavoi itself. The mavoi could just be like a little vestibule at the beginning, right off of the Rishus HaRabim. So you'll have a wall between where I'm standing and the end of the mavoi, and the chatzeros will be along the side. So Rashi assumes that it's not good enough to just have open space. You're also going to need a tzuras ha-pesach. You're going to need a mezuzos of some sort. So that's going to be mema'it from the four tfachim that you have. And if you're going to say maybe the shear of four tvachim is by a mavoi that's plenty wide, and there's a wall keneged pesach, and the entranceways are not along the side, maybe the entranceways are in the back. Meaning maybe the back wall of the mavoi is not a full wall. There's a partial wall, and then on either side, on either end of that wall, there are openings into chatzeros. So maybe you're talking about a mavoi that's got a width of 30 tefachim, and there's a 4 tefach wall along the back, and on each side of that 4 tefach wall there's an entranceway into the chatzeros, but the side walls are complete walls that go 4 tefachim and only 4 tefachim. So maybe it works like that. So says Mar, no, that wouldn't be a mavoi, because Vamar of Nachman, we related to this before, Nekatina Ezu Mavoi Shnita B'lach V'Vikara Kol She'archo Yeser Al Rachbo. One of the dimensional requirements of a mavoi is that the length of the mavoi has to be longer, has to be greater in measure than the width of the mavoi. So the only way to set it up, that chatzeros are going to open up into the mavoi, is that it's very, very wide and only four tefachim long. That's not going to work. That's not going to halachically be considered a mavoi. And batim and chatzeros pesuch l'tochayin. On top of that, you also need batim and chatzeros open up into it. So Abaye says, I think I have a raya brura that a mavoi has to be more than four tefachim in length, because if it's only four tefachim in length, then you're never going to be able to have chatzeros open up into it. So Rav Yosef, the pasach lay bekeren zavis. Rav Yosef says, no, you could be creative over here. It could be that the entrance, that the mavoi itself is only four tefachim end to end, but the entranceways into the chatzar are angled. And if the entranceways into the chatzar are angled, so yeah, even though end to end is only four tefachim, but on an angle you can get more than four tefachim. So it could be that the whole mavoi is only four tefachim, but the end wall of the mavoi is narrower than the width of the mavoi, and therefore the entranceways take a certain angle from the from one side of the opening of the mavoi to the edge of the end wall of the mavoi, and the other side of the opening of the mavoi to the edge of the end wall of the mavoi. And by creating a diagonal effect, you're now creating a situation where you have a pesach that's more than four tefachim. Pictures really help. Then Amar Abaye. So Abaye says a second possibility. Mina aminala. Where do I learn this din that the shear of a mavoi is arba amos? A second possibility. If you have a lechi, a post that sticks out into the entranceway of the mavoi, meaning the mavoi, as we said, is three walls and then one big open wall. So let's say you have you close off some of that open wall with a board of some sort. So pachos mi'arba amos nidol mishum lechi. If that board is less than four amos, so good, that's a regular lechi, and that's going to be mater mavoi. Aveinu tzarech lechi achalatiro. You're not going to need another lechi lechi at the entranceway of the mavoi. But arba amos nidon mishem mavoi v'tzarich lechi achala atiro. But if it's four amos, if the board that you're closing off the fourth side of the mavoi with is more than four amos, ironically, you would think if it's closing off more, so it's better. So no, ironically, it's not going to be good enough because it's no longer a lechi. Now it's just considered like a regular wall of the mavoi, and you need more, and you need to do something about this open space. So you're going to need to make another lechi in order to be matirit. That is that's Abaye. So Abaye says. So you see from there that the shear of a mavoi is ba'arba amos. Rav Yosef will reject that raya. He says no. The shear of a mavoi is four tefachim, and the shear that the kosel sticks out is not considered to be a lechi. Is not totally in the shear of the orach. Meaning, why are we assuming? Why is this a raya to Abaye? Because he's assuming, where do we get the magic of four amos? Why all of a sudden is this wall? Does this board that closes off the side? If it's four amos, then it's not a lechi anymore. Then it's called a mavoi. Oh, it must be because the shear of a mavoi is four amos. So that's why you would say nidon misha mavoi. We call it a mavoi. We're calling it a mavoi because it's four amos, because that's the shear of a mavoi. So Rav Yosef is going to respond, no, the shear of a mavoi is four tefachim. And the size of the board that closes off the fourth side being four amos has nothing to do with shear mavoi. Lafuke mitaras lechi adiika arba amos lemavoi mavoi afilu barba tefachim nami havi mavoi. Maybe to take a board and say that this board is no longer a lechi, so it needs to be really big. It needs to be four amos. But as far as a shear mavoi could even be with arba tefachim. The length of a mavoi could even be four tefachim. The two are not related, even though we use that terminology of the brisa that it's nidon mishum mavoi. That it's nidon mishum mavoi just means that we still have a mavoi situation to take care of over here, but not that the board itself has reached the shear of a mavoi. Way before that, you have the shear of a mavoi. Even at four tefachim, you have the shear of a mavoi. So it's interesting. Abaye had two mina aminalas, but the first mina aminalas is, how do I know that you're wrong? The second mina aminalas is, how do I know that I'm right? Right, the first one was, how do I know that four tefachim is definitely not good enough? The second mina aminalas, it means not the shear of a mavoi. The second mina aminalas is, how do I know that four amos is the shear of a mavoi? Rav Yosef had a response to each one, but those were the two mina aminalas of Abaye. Now the Gemara moves on to discuss in some detail that last halacha that we just mentioned, just as Abaye's raya to himself. But now we're going to discuss some of the details of that halacha once we mention it. So Gufa, one of the things that we just said was that Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna, lechi abolit midofno shel mavoi. If you have a post or a board that sticks out of one side of the mavoi, pachus mi'arba amos nidon mishum lechi bein tzarech lechi achala atiro, arba amos nidon mishum mavoi v'tzarech lechi achala atiro. So we said, if it's less than four amos, it's considered to be like a lechi, and therefore it's matir the mavoi, and if it's more than four amos, it's just part of the mavoi, and now you still need a lechi for the remaining open area of the entranceway. So also lechi hechem amido, that lechi that we're talking about, that you're going to have to add now because your original post was more than four amos, where exactly are you going to put it? Meaning, where are you going to put the extra lechi? If you put it right next to the first lechi that's sticking out into the entrance of the mavoi, you've just lengthened your existing lechi, which doesn't help. Because the whole problem with the existing lechi was that it was too long. That if it's more than four amos, it's not going to work. It's just going to become part of the structure of the mavoi, and it's not going to be a heker at the entranceway of the mavoi. It's not going to be something separate at the entranceway of the mavoi. So if you just lengthen the lechi, so now instead of a four ama lechi, you have a four ama plus a tefach lechi, which makes it even worse. So Amar Papa demukleli idach kisa. No, it must be that if you have an open side of a mavoi and four amos of that open side is closed off by a lechi, you put the other lechi on the other side of the opening, not the side of the opening where the four ama board is. Le'idav kisa. Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yeshua Amar Afilu Temu Demukel Abadei. No, you could put it directly right up against against the existing lechi. And how is that going to serve as a heker? Aren't you just lengthening the lechi? The matvi bay or the mavzer bay. No, the case is that you make it dimensionally a little different than the rest of the lechi, so it should stick out. Rashi has two days, what that means, a little different. One is that you make it a little taller than the rest of the lechi, or a little shorter than the rest of the lechi. The other is a little wider or a little narrower than the rest of the lechi. So if the rest of the lechi is only, let's say, one tefach wide, so make that the lechi that you're adding two tefachim wide, so it will stick out, it will protrude on either side. In Shulchan Aruch, when we quote this halacha, we only mention that tikkun. We don't mention the idea of higher or lower. Shulchan Aruch, for whatever reason, only mentions the idea of making it wider rather than making it a different height than the rest of the lechi. So now the Gemara discusses, what if you have an entranceway that's exactly 8 amos? Or a little less than 8 amos, and then you have this lechi. So how would that affect the halacha? Some Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, the halacha that we said that a lechi that's 4 amos is going to require another lechi. That if you have a lechi that's 4 amos at the entranceway of the mavoi, you're going to need another lechi. Lo amarin el b'mavoi shmona. That's only if the width of the entranceway is 8 amos or more. If the width is 8 amos or more, then when you have a 4 amma post, you still have more than 4 amos of opening, and therefore you're going to need another lechi. Aval b'mavui sheva, but if you have a mavui that's entranceway is only 7 amos, and you put a post that takes up 4 of those 7 amos, you're not going to need another lechi. Neither be omid merubah l'paros. You've now closed off the majority of the entranceway. So once you've closed off the majority of the entranceway, that itself is a fourth wall. You don't need anything else. The closed off part of the entranceway is greater than the open part of the entranceway, because the closed off part is 4 amos. The part that's parutz is only 3 amos. And that din, that omid merubah works, is meaning, how do I know that works for a mavoi? That having omid merubah l'paros, having more wall than open area, helps with the mavoi. The kal v'chomer mechatzer. We learn it from a kal v'chomer from a chatzer, because that is the halacha by a chatzer. Uma chatzer she nitaris b'lechi v'kara nitaris b'merubah l'paros. There's no din of alechi and a kara being matir a chatzer, and yet omid merubah l'paros works by a chatzer. Mavoi she nitar b'lechi v'kara ein odin she nitar b'omid merubah l'paros. A mavoi which works with alechi or kara for sure should work with omid merubah l'paros. It's interesting that we make the kal v'chomer. Tos Rush points out in Maseches Nida that we don't learn kal v'chomer on dinim drabanan, because whenever the rabbanan made a din, it's because they thought that they needed to make a gzera over here. So you can make kal v'chomer to undermine a din drabanan. The chum obviously thought that this was a necessary gzera. So that's what they bring a raya. They ask on the rush asks on himself. I think that from our gemara. So you said, meaning because over here we're dealing with dinim drabanan over here, the chatzar, the mavu, all of this is dinim drabanan, and still we're saying that we're making a kal v'chomer from a chatzar to a mavui. So he says, no, we're not trying to learn the din from a kal v'chomer, from a chatzar to a mavui. We're just being mevarer how the chacham were mesakin in a mavui. And we said, what we're suggesting is it's most mestaver that this was the way they made their takana. That since a mavui in general is treated with a more leniency than a chatzar, and that's why the rabban were willing to allow a lechi or a kora, mistama, they were also willing to allow an omen rubel apart. It's not like a real kal v'chomer, it's just a gili milsa that probably that's where the chachamim were thinking, that they were thinking that a mavui has to be more kal than a chatzer. So says Gemara, but wait, is that true that a mavui is more kal than a chatzer? Ma l'chatzer shekein pirtzasa be'eser, there's a pirtza will not ask for a chatzer unless it's more than 10 amos. Tamar b'mavui she pirtzasa b'arba, by a mavui a pirtza of 4 tfachim will ruin the mavui. So a mavui has chumras also. So k'sav ravun b'rei Rav Yeshua, mavui nami pirtzasa be'eser. Now Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua holds that a mavui is only ruined when the pirtza is 10 amos as well. So the man kamrina, the Rav Huna, but wait a second. According to who are we trying to say this whole shtickle Torah over here, that omid meruba helps? We're saying it within Shitas Rav Huna, who says that the lechi that sticks out from the wall of the mavui is still going to require another lechi. So that's what Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua said, that it's only if it's a mavui of shmona amos. But if it's sheva amos, then omid meruba works. But Rav Huna holds that a 10 amos pirtza is not what it's going to take to ruin a mavui. Even a four tefach pirtza is going to ruin a mavui. So your whole kal v'chomer falls apart. So Rav Huna b'Rav Shua, time of dinav shekamar. Rav Huna b'Rav Shua is saying his own shita. When he says lo amaran, he's saying that I agree with Rav Huna when the mavui is eight amos. Not that Rav Huna only said it when the mavui is eight amos. It's that I only agree with him when the mavui is eight amos. When the mavui is less than that, unlike Rav Huna, I hold, says Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, that Omid Merubah parts will work. Why do I hold that way? Because you have a kal v'chomer from a chatzar that Omid Merubah parts should work. Rav Ashi amar, afilu tema mavi shmona. Rav Ashi says, no, you don't need it to be less than four. You don't need it to, you could even say that the mavi is since a mavi is nitar with Omid Merubah parts, you don't need it to be less than eight amos, even if the mavi is exactly eight amos, nami lo tzarech lechi. You're also not going to need a lechi. Why wouldn't you need a lechi if the mavi is exactly eight amos? Because manavshach, whether the lechi is a little bit more than four amos or a little bit less than four amos, either way, the mavi is going to be mutter. Because e omid nafish, if the lechi, you're not going to get it exactly, right? So if the lechi is a little bit more than four amos, so it takes up the majority of the entranceway. So nitar b'omid merubah l'parts. Then you have omid merubah l'parts, and that's why it's going to be mutter. V'i parts nafish, and if you're going to say, no, the lechi is probably just a tad under four amos, and therefore there's more... there's more open space than there is wall. Yeah, but then nidor mishum lechi. If it's a tad under four amos, then it's a lechi. The only time it stops being a lechi is when it goes beyond four amos. So my amrit, what would be the only case, if it were exactly an eight amah entranceway, what would be the only case that would be problematic? Deshavut tarvayu ki adadi. If the lechi were exactly, precisely four amos. So as precisely four amos, it's no longer a lechi, and you don't have omid merubah l'parutz because it's not bigger than the open space. So that would be the only situation. Savalei safek d'vreim, safek d'vreim l'hakel. Yeah, that's a safek d'rabbanan. So safek d'rabbanan is l'kula. Since it's a safek, whether it's exactly the same size or it's more or less, and there is shneit stadim, Tosus discusses why we need safek d'rabbanan over here, but there's at least shneit stadim l'hakel, because if it's more or less, it would be fine. It's only if it's exactly the same that it's going to be problematic. That's why we're willing to be makel. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow. Have a good Shabbat.